immune to the venom of the rattlesnake.
Really?
Words, you know, poison.
Sure.
Any poisonous snake is just sophisticated as saliva for catching and processing food, and the king snake is immune to it. So even if the rattlesnake bites him, nothing happens. Now, normally, the king snake doesn't allow the snake to bite him. He just comes up behind him, grabs him behind the head, and constricts him.
Now, like, does the king snake sit in his thing and look over at the rattler and start salivating and going, oh, if I could get over into that thing, would I make lunch out of you, pal?
I don't think so, because, Jess, these snakes are fed dead food, and they were raised by me, and they grew up with me. I think a lot of those things that would naturally be with them to look across there and say, hey, there's a big dinner in front of me, I think that's left them.
Okay.
I mean, like, look, I do a lot of work with kids in schools.
Sure.
And almost everything that I have is bulletproof. You know, I mean, we can take these things out. I can hand them to a kid,
mm-hmm.
and they can hold them.
Sure.
They can find out.
Now, what's the king snake's name? Do you have a name?
Oh, Happy Face.
Happy Face, that's right.
Right on the
because
back
Because right
of
on
head.
The top of his head, people, I wish you could see this. This is so interesting.
Well, they can if they go out to Monty's.
Sure, you go out to the fair, you can, right on the top of his head is two eyes and a smile.
That was unbelievable.
You got to look at it and see it to believe it.
I could not believe
you
that.
You know, so he's a happy face. You know, so... Do the king snake, does he make a good pet?
Yeah,
I mean, sure. You know, if you were into having snakes for pets,
right? I would think that a king snake, or you know, the local bull snake here in Minnesota, mm-hmm. or a corn snake, you know, a snake that gets 3-4 feet is an excellent pet for a young person.
Okay.
However, let's put the brakes on here a minute.
All right.
Before anybody, young or old, decides to have any pet, there's a commitment to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing you buy is a book. And you have this environment ready prior to getting the snake. 50% of the animals that I show at the fair are from the Humane Society, the Animal Control Shelter, disgruntled pet owners. Mm-hmm. So in my 25 years in this business, I have seen some abuse. And it's not all pigs. Not just pigs, but, you know, we have some other animals that are abused. So maybe we should call this girl up sore and get her on the idea that maybe if she needs a good cause, let's start talking about reality and taking care of all creatures in a proper way. In other words, be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But if she thinks that, you know, we're going to stop raising pigs and quit making bacon, then I'm going to have to march against her. I'm going to have to go out and put a piece of poly over the Wienermobile so they can't put ketchup on it.
Okay.
We got a break for news here.
All right.
Then we'll come back, and you'll stick with us, won't you?
Yeah, I got no place to go.
We'll keep Monty here at least through Jennifer's news. We think Jennifer should, you know, do the news with that.
That's
do we got a python we can hang around Jennifer?
Yeah, we got a cool python.
All right, while she does the news. So we'll take a break here momentarily. It's 5:59 right now, KSTP AM 1500, the talk station. Jesse the Body Ventura, along with Monty and a few reptile friends this morning.
Since we can't go to the fair, we
bring the fair here. Very
KSTP,
good.
KSTP, right? St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
The attack against the civilians of Sarajevo came from Bosnian Serb position.
All right, it's time for local news and information brought to us by Christeal Trucking Equipment. Jennifer Waters. Jennifer, try to concentrate now. I know you're looking at this stuff and you're thinking boots. You're thinking snakeskin jackets. You're thinking all of this apparel
no,
and wear.
I'm thinking how I'm being a little bit like, ooh. There are, for just to give a visual picture here, there's Jesse and I in almost our regular seats with Monty here in these snakes.
Reptiles. And a tortoise turtle.
And the turtle's kind of cute.
And then there's the big one.
Oh!
That tightened her up a little bit.
Go ahead, Jennifer. Get to the news. You're wasting time here. Da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da. Okay, it's 6:05. It's 67 degrees. Morning fog, if you've been out there, it's there. It's then partly sunny and humid today. Scattered thunderstorms possible. High 85. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. A low near 70. And, Jesse, does this sound as outrageous to you as it does to me? The DFL and IR party chairs are meeting to talk about a code of conduct in the 1996 campaigning.
Wait, isn't there the old saying, honor among thieves? would that apply here? We could call it honor among thieves.
They're
going to get together and figure out how to steal more from us because they've been fighting too much with each other.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking this has got to be some kind of collusion of some sort.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. The Dems are getting their butts kicked so bad, they're sitting here trying to put up a smoke screen and get the Republicans to lower their guard.
That's what the Republicans think. That's what the Republicans think. But let me tell you what's happening. Mark Andrew, he's the Hennepin County Commissioner who was just elected to DFL
Chair. Now, does he have to resign as commissioner?
No, because the DFL Chair is a part-time, non-paid position.
Because
they've restructured the leadership.
I wondered about that when I saw him being
named.
I thought that maybe because of that position, he'd have to step down as county commissioner. So he'll just do double duty and become twice as powerful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should get him on one of these days.
I'd rather have the snakes here. At least with the snakes, you know what you're getting. With the politicians, the snakes ain't going to stab you in the back.
But, you know, I think politicians might have one up on the snakes because snakes only shed their skin 3 or 4 times a year, and politicians can do it every day.
Yeah, there you go. Very good.
That's right. But with the politicians, you can bite back.
Politicians have evolved farther than snakes, maybe. Okay, should we say that?
But they're both slimy?
The snakes aren't slimy. Politicians are slimy. Snakes, that's a what do we call that, a misnomer?
A misconception.
Misconception. Snakes are not...
They have no sweat glands.
While Jennifer's doing this, get the king snake out.
That's okay.
You can keep him
right there where he belongs.
But he's tied in a knot, Jesse. He's tied in a knot.
Look at him. He's as nice now. Is he slimy? Go ahead. I don't think. No, just touch
your finger on it.
Is that slimy? Not a bit.
And smell it. It's odorless. It has no scent glands.
Here.
No, I don't want to smell it.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
No smell.
It's so weird.
They're great creatures. They like warmth.
That's why they hang on, close
to you because they're cold blooded, and they like the warmth.
They're picking it up on your arm now.
Why do you have snakes as pets? Why do people do that? I mean, it's not like you can cuddle up with them.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
Look at how easy going this guy is. I'd love to take him home. What a well behaved.
Jennifer, the reason I got a whole bunch of snakes is somebody else thought they wanted them, too, and a lot of my friends are from the Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
So being a herpetologist over the years, a lot of my guys are snakes that people gave up on. And I use them to talk to kids. I do a lot of assembly programs. My exhibit at the fair is actually educational about the environment. A snake is built that way to go in the ground and get a mouse or a rat, and it's the best can of poison you could have. Leave the pesticides on the shelf. Understand the reptile.
Mm-hmm.
Your garden needs them. Farmer's fields needs them.
Do you want to see the most unique thing about this snake, Jennifer?
What?
Look at the back of his head and see what you see. A happy face.
Did you put that on there?
No, I didn't.
That's his markings. Look at that.
That's the way he came down the line.
Two little dots
two
and,
eyes
a smiling,
and a smile.
There he is, the happy face.
Jennifer, you're normal. To have the feelings you do about snakes, you're normal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
No, she's from Chicago.
Oh, she's from Chicago.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Well, go ahead, Jennifer. Finish off. I don't know.
Everything seems a little bit inconsequential.
Yeah, but this is the 6 o'clock.
I'm going to tell you what he wants to do.
Okay.
I didn't even really tell you that yet.
All right.
He wants to, he was just elected to DFL chair. He wants to tone down the negativism in campaigns. He's seeking what he calls a more positive and even-handed campaign with fewer sound bites and more focus on public policy issues. And in particular, he's calling for a kinder, gentler personal campaign.
And take a Republican to lunch, right?
Take a Republican to lunch.
Yeah.
I wonder what he does with libertarians.
I don't know.
Take a libertarian out for a drink.
To the outhouse. I don't know.
So anyway, they're getting together to talk about this stuff. And I don't know. It just kind of smacks of collusion to me. Maybe we can get the snakes involved.
I think it's more posturing. They're going to stand there and pat each other on the back and pretend they're going to spread goodwill. And as soon as the next election comes, talking about pigs living in the dirt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, jump into the mud and the pigs love it.
Well, Chris Georgikas, he's the IR chairman, he says they're trying to unilaterally disarm the IRs of some damaging allegations.
Ah, okay.
That's what he thinks.
Well, they'll be back at war before we all know it.
Are you going to just fondle that thing all day?
No, just hold him here. He's okay. He's not bothering anyone.
It's a little unnerving to me,
but I do.
You know, that's the second time you've said that to him, and, you know, last time you said he didn't have any snakes in here, and I'm wondering what that means.
What? Last time I said what?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a little unnerving.
No, not a little unnerving. Are you just going to sit and fondle that thing all day? I don't want this show to go down, okay?
He's fondling a snake just so we can be, so we can be absolutely clear about
what
Jennifer,
it is. Well, Jennifer, we'll let you run out of here.
I won't run.
You can run.
I'm getting more comfortable
now. And thank you for the news. We'll be back in just a moment.
It may be summer, but believe it or not, now is a very smart time to buy a Boss multi-position snowplow from Christeel Truck Equipment during their State Fair preseason sale. Christeel, the Upper Midwest largest, that's right, largest retailer of truck equipment and accessories, can get you started in the very profitable Blizzard business with this special offer. Buy your Boss multi-position snowplow now and make no payments till the 1st of January, 1996. Earn money with your new Boss plow before your first payment. Christeel State Fair special also includes no interest till January 1st, 1996 with approved credit. To find out more about Christeel's fantastic preseason financing special, call 571-1902. That's 571-1902. Visit their showroom at 73rd Avenue North and Highway 65 in Fridley next to Super America, or check out the Christeel exhibit at the State Fair on Cosgrove Street across from the Education Building. Turn snow into cash this winter with a Boss multi-position snowplow from Christeel Truck Equipment.
Of life is spent waiting. Waiting for appointments. Waiting in lines. Waiting for the bus. Really waiting for the weekend. But despite all of this, life itself won't wait. So now there's something designed to help you get what you want, when you want it. The Bravo Card. The Bravo Card is uniquely designed to give you the credit you want right now. Wonderfully transforming tomorrows into today's. After all, once you stop waiting, it's amazing where you can go. Bravo, because life won't wait. Use the Bravo card where you see the Nova sign.
Pontiac GMC.
Hello. I'm interested in applying for a sales job in new cars, and I'd like to speak to the sales manager, please.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean there's no sales manager.
A car dealership with no sales manager?
Yeah.
No sales manager. Good. Come on, you're kidding. Who approves the deals?
They do.
Who? The salespeople?
Yeah, see, Jim Paul feels that if you have people with intelligence and high integrity, they can be their own boss. Then he doesn't have to be one.
Then what's Jim Paul do?
I don't know, walks around, talks to people. I guess he's a great little league coach. At least that's what he tells us.
Wow, this sounds great.
Yeah.
Are there any openings?
No.
People don't ever leave?
Actually, no.
Can I send you a resume?
You know what? I gotta check the resume filing. I think it's pretty crammed.
The Valley Group of GM stores in Apple Valley, Hastings, and Waconia. Car dealers for the times.
As some of you may know, the Minnesota State Fair this year has eliminated the traditional sideshow of the bearded lady, dog boy, and chicken-fighting geek. So KSTP may have the next best thing. KSTP Super Talk Saturday. On Saturday, September 2nd, all of your favorite KSTP personalities will be broadcasting from a special stage located behind our State Fair broadcast complex near the grandstand. Lauren and Freddie from 8 to 10. Joe and Pat with sports talk from 10 to noon, including the Jesse Soundalike Contest. Plus Jesse the Body at noon, Jason Lewis at 1, the Mishki broadcast from 2 to 3, and Paul Brand's Auto Talk from 3 to 6. If you can't be there, you can listen to Super Talk Saturday on AM 1500 KSTP. The Siamese twins will not be appearing.
Had a few of the different reptiles out now. Of course, we brought out the big python. We got about an 11-footer here.
And we got the bull snake, and we got the Pacific. Is that Pacific?
No, actually, it's in a wrong jar, Jesse.
Okay.
That's a timber rattler.
Timber rattler.
We find them in Minnesota. We have two kinds of rattlesnakes. The little Massasauga, which is a little tiny guy, a swamp rattler. We have the timber, but let's not overreact because there's not very many rattlesnakes.
Yeah, few and far between.
Not very many to begin with, and the way people treat them, they're probably ain't going to be around.
Yeah, you'd find where the rattlers, like down in Red Wing and the banks and the bluffs.
Right,
and the hills
Mississippi
down.
River bottom, Minnesota River bottom. Actually, some rattlesnakes in the southwestern part of the United southwestern corner of Minnesota, and then maybe up on the St. Croix and the rocky outcroppings. But where it is very difficult for a human being to walk is where we might find a rattlesnake. Okay. We ain't going to find them in the middle of Hennepin Avenue.
Now, Monty, how long have you had your show going now?
I started this in 1971.
So you're looking near 24 years.
Yeah,
right,
and
now.
I made my sole living. I mean, I've supported myself and my friends for 23 years in the industry. I've done 10,000 school assembly programs.
10,000.
10,000.
Well, that's now. How many fairs do you do?
I used to do a whole bunch. I used to do the Canadian A circuit where I went up to the Calgary Stampede and the Edmonton Klondike days. But I really got sick of crossing the border. You know, I did it 15 years successfully, but I was a felon. I had to prove I wasn't. And a lot of hassle on both sides, both customs people, and just kind of burnt out on all those miles. So now I do a fair in Wisconsin, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. Then I go to the Ohio State Fair where I called you from a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
That's a 17-dayer. That's long.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to shorten it. And then, of course, I do the best fair on the continent, which is the Minnesota
fair. State Fair.
And then I shut down after Labor Day, do a couple weeks of school assemblies, and then on October 1st, I'm out to San Luis Obispo, California for the whole winter until the end of April, and I'm real busy out there with schools and personal appearances. I do a couple shopping malls.
How many snakes do you have in your possession?
70.
70?
Yeah.
Now, like, you have 70 here at the State Fair, or do you just bring certain ones on the road?
Well, I'm showing 40, and I got 40? Some backups, but I have another place where I keep some snakes. Breeders, you know, I breed the ones that are tough to get to find in the wild. I don't believe in adding to the pet industry just to raise boas or pythons, but the ones that are rare, I'd like to contribute to make sure that they stick around. So I have a breeding facility where I keep them down, and I don't like them bouncing.
Now, you've also gone through a number of workers through the years, right?
Yeah.
Where they kind of just disappear. They're there one day and gone the next. You never can keep track of those migrant workers.
Not really. What's happened is I've been through a lot of people, you know. And
no, I'm teasing you.
I know, just making fun. I know.
That one of the big pythons gets hungry, and whoops, there goes a worker.
Well, actually, see, that's cool because there's no evidence. See?
Yeah,
they digest everything.
That's right. They digest
except
everything.
Except the belt buckle.
There you go.
The belt buckle comes out.
They'll regurgitate that. You wash it up, and then no wonder I always see you with belt buckles over there. A different array of belt buckles. Did you catch those belt buckles when you were there, Rick?
What's that?
He's always got a display of belt buckles, and we found out that
43.
Yeah,
the
workers get eaten, and the evidence get eaten, right. And there you go.
But you know, when this polyester came along, that made it difficult because some of the polyester wouldn't digest, and so I make my workers wear strictly cotton.
Let me ask you this. Out of all the 70 reptiles, which one's the most troublesome? Which one, like moodiness, doesn't eat?
I have 70 snakes, but let's talk about the lizards and the alligator, snapping turtle, and my big alligator. The guy that gives me the most
trouble.
Heat,
most
the guy
trouble.
That gives me the most heat.
I know it's not Ed.
No, it's Tebow, that big iguana I got.
Oh.
I've had him 24 years. Now, this guy and I have a love-hate relationship. And he puts a bull rush on me where you got to get up on something. There's times in my own home I can't use the door of entry I want to.
He won't let you?
No. He is a belligerent, ballistic, little 22-pound rhino iguana that has the heart of a lion. I saw him once in a truck stop attack an 80,000-pound semi and try to turn it over by grabbing it by the front tire and trying to tip it over.
I mean, really?
He's absolutely fearless. He must have huevos the size of a freight train. I mean, he is just really...
And now and then
Well, if you study that type of iguana in the wild, Jesse, what you'll see is there'll be a dominant male with a group of females, and he'll protect them under one tree where they nest, and then all the young males practice beating the hell out of one another to challenge him. So I think in our 24 years, I've replaced that element. Now, when we do have a fight with the plunger or the mop or the broom, as soon as he gets that out of his system, his chest comes out. He sets up proudly. He finds a spot in the sun, and it's over. But until we have that little confrontation each day, when I'm in California, I get up and read the sports page. I got my alligator out here. I got my big snakes laying out here. We're enjoying the sun. And all of a sudden, I just have this feeling that I'm being watched. And from behind the jacuzzi comes this big iguana, and he runs me off the deck. Well, I got to go get the broom and fight with him. After we get this done, everybody's kind of peaceful.
So he just gives
me the most trouble.
Okay, so but that's just a male macho thing for him.
I believe it's just male dominance, and he's elected me as the guy, his whipping post.
Yeah, so he's carrying on the tradition of the young iguanas fighting and wrestling to challenge the big one.
Right, I mean, the kids do it. You can see it in the playground.
So it's funny how it's that way throughout the animal world. Always there's a leader, and the others, the young ones come up and challenge.
Mm-hmm.
For dominance.
You know what I've really learned a lot in the reptile business from raising mice and rats? Is that when you look at a group of rodents that are comfortable and they live in harmony, they will produce nice, healthy babies. When you overcrowd them, say like Los Angeles, then they start devouring one another, and they have some reared behavior.
So I believe the animal kingdom and the human race. Do you think that applies to us, too?
Sure, I think the human being and the animal kingdom are very closely related. And to all your people, you know, that maybe have a religion and believe in creation, that's your prerogative and all that. But, boy, when we start checking the bones and the way things line up from millions of years ago right up until the modern time, we have a lot of animal traits in us. Just look at the way our society is acting right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're starting to get a little too crowded. We're starting to think a little bit too much. And, when you start throwing ketchup on the Wienermobile thinking you're going to help change the world, let's get down to the real issues. Let's leave the hot dogs alone.
Okay. All right, Monty. Okay, do we need another break, Rook? We're rolling along here. Anybody, what we'll do right now, I think, while we got Monty here for a few more moments, we'll have the news come up again at 6:30 in Rush and all that. We'll open up the lines. If you want to call up and ask Monty a question about reptiles, snakes, any of the other adventures he's done throughout the world and his travels, because he's probably a guy who's got more miles than me.
Probably.
And there isn't too many that can sit down next to me and say they've covered more miles than I have. But this guy probably has me beat even. So, anyway, the number is 646-TALK, 646-8255. If you're outstate, 1-800-962-0792. And if you're mobile, #1500 and use of the AT&T wireless service, it's a free call. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. Hopefully a few of you will call up if you got any questions for Monty, the reptile man, and his show out at the Minnesota State Fair.